أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 25 and 26 of Surah Yunus. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the example of this material life like water that comes down onto the earth, mixes with the vegetation, makes it lush, and then suddenly some kind of calamity appears, and then whatever vegetation there was, all of it is destroyed. Such is the life of insan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala invites to Daru Salam. Dar in Arabic means the abode, the place, the house, and As-Salam means of peace. So Daru Salam means the abode of peace, that is Jannat. Why does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refer to it here? And in other ayats of the Quran Sharif, at Darus Salam, some ulama have stated, As-Salam refers to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself. In other words, this is the abode of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala desires that every human returns back to the final abode of Jannah. One other reason why Allah Ta'ala calls it Darus Salam, As-Salam is a place of peace, and in it there will be no difficulties. In it there will be no hardships, no calamities. And some few ayahs before, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا salam, also that the people of Jannah, they will be getting the salam from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the salam from the Malaika, and also each other will be continuously making salam. That is also indicative of the cleanliness of the hearts of the people of Jannah. How do we get here? There is one thing that we all require, and that is hidayat. Hidayat means guidance, and how is that guidance going to come, and from where is it going to come? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now shows us how we are going to get it. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. So that hidayat comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we learn in every rakat of our namaz, we are making this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that that guidance will come from Allah, إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, towards the straight path, that path in which there is no laxities and there is no overstepping the mark that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put for us. An example, now is the time for Fajr, but when the sun starts rising, then everything is not permissible, no salat is permissible. Now if a person at that time decides that I still want to be obedient to Allah and he performs salat, now he is in the disobedience of Allah. Insofar as our belief system is concerned, we have two examples in front of us. One is the Yahud and one is the Nasara. Undoubtedly, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were Nabis of Allah. They were great personalities. But then we saw that the Nasara, they overstepped their mark and they made Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam part of Allah and they attributed divinity to him. On the other hand, we saw the Yahud that they began to assassinate the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So the path of Islam and all of them started on the Sirat Mustaqim during the lifetimes of their Nabis, but then the one went over the mark, overstepped, and the other had found laxities in their lives. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those people, أَحْسَنُوا, who do good. أَحْسَنُوا, insofar as iman is concerned, insofar as amal is concerned, insofar as akhlaq is concerned, insofar as our dealings are concerned, in every aspect we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for them is al-husna, that is good, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant from his side, and that is Jannah. And then Allah says, wa ziyada, ziyada, Allah Ta'ala will grant an abundance, and Allah Ta'ala will grant an increase and even more. What is this more? It comes in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the vision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about it, and then he recited this ayah, وَلَا يَرْحَقُ وُجُوهُهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةٌ. Neither would darkness spread upon their faces, nor would there be any disgrace. The people of Jannah, their faces will be glowing, in other words, shining, and that is the sign and the token of the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika ashabul Jannah, they are the inhabitants, they are the people of Jannah, whom fiha khalidun, and they will remain in it forever. So this is the da'wat, this is the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannati wal-maghfira. Allah Ta'ala has coupled another da'wat, and Allah Ta'ala says one is Jannat and the other is Maghfirah, forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the more we make Tawbah to Allah, the more we seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah accept that, and then Allah Ta'ala will grant a person Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.